Welcome to WFIU's Featured Classical Recordings podcast. I'm David Wood. Each week, we highlight new releases and classic recordings currently airing on WFIU and online at WFIU.org.
Abraham Lincoln is my name.
Today, February 12, 2010, marks the 201st year since the birth of one of America's most beloved presidents, Abraham Lincoln. The young man, born in a log cabin in Kentucky, raised in Indiana, and adopted by Illinois, went on to lead a nation during one of its darkest hours.
He will be good, but God knows when. Swift as an Indian arrow, fly like a shooting star. Swift as an Indian arrow, fly like a shooting star. Abraham Lincoln is my name, and with my pen I wrote the same.
For the bicentennial last year, the Spokane Symphony commissioned American composer Michael Dougherty to write Letters from Lincoln for baritone and orchestra. This year brings the release of that premiere from the Spokane Symphony, conducted by Prue Eckert. The words of the 16th president were sung by baritone Thomas Hampson, who in his own right has done so much in recent years to further the cause of American music past and present.
Fourscore and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty.
Letters from Lincoln is a powerfully moving work that paints a portrait of a man caught between the role of commander-in-chief and common man. Dougherty's use of folk melodies, and in one case, the Passion Chorale, O Sacred Head, Now Wounded, blend perfectly with his own music and the words of this amazing and timeless figure. Information on how to purchase this week's featured recording can be found at wfiu.org/arts. A portion of the proceeds from each sale helps to support WFIU. With WFIU's Featured Classical Recordings podcast, I'm David Wood.